Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So thanks for staying with us. It's our Suda Friday, and this is Point of View. My name is Phumelo Modena, and I'm not alone, by the way, today. I have a co-pilot, Dumelo Mototwane, who's with us all the way until 10 o'clock. How's it going so far?
It's going good so far.
20 minutes in, and you're feeling settled already?
Listen, I haven't had to
like
prepare.
Like you haven't left.
Listen, but also I haven't had to prepare for like an interview since May. So yeah. I was like, oh my goodness, Kana, you have to read, and Kana, you have to know names again. Yo, so it was like, come on, girl, get with it.
But I mean, the more we speak to these officials about these issues, it's almost as if you haven't left.
Right,
it? I mean,
yeah.
Some of these issues, they date back to
absolutely.
Goodness knows when, and the problems and the responses sound familiar, as if you can record literally some of these officials and their responses.
Right.
Any surprises with the story?
With
this particular story, the city power story, you know, I don't know. It just feels to me like this wheel is not moving forward. There isn't anything that makes me feel like we're not going to be here again.
Absolutely.
And telling the same story a month, 2 months from now, a year from now.
Yeah. I think for me, if prevention is really better than cure, then city power still needs to do a lot to send a strong message so to prevent the disconnection, so that customers do adopt a more, you know, paying culture than, you know, the picture that we've been painted in the media.
Yeah. I'm still struck by the fact that you can have city power come along with metro cops.
Yeah.
And a building so-called owned by government, and no one knew that the building is owned by government. I'm still struck by that.
But also how the debt escalates to its millions. If we're talking here,
11 million. 12 million, he said, I think.
Or 12 point something million. I mean, how do we get there? Surely by 1 million, you know, you need to raise the flag. But I mean, he did, of course, Mr. Mzizi, try to explain that due to COVID and how they were relaxed in terms of being stringent with payment, that could have contributed.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I think a lot more still needs to be done to avoid the exorbitant amounts of money and also how they eventually take action, which is probably late. People affected, because I read in various media outlets that now people are worried about their safety, because if criminals are coming for them in broad daylight
in
when
the
there's
dark.
Darkness, it could only get worse.
So we've been speaking about Eldorado Park and Westbury for a long time. We've actually accused the police and Metro Cops and everybody for not doing their bit. In fact, last year there was a 100-day sit-in by the residents at a police station demanding some action because they had it with the drug lords.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Mqinitswaku, who is MMC of Community Safety in the city of Johannesburg, today started an operation. Dr. Mqinitswaku, thank you so much for being with us. I'm not alone today, Dr. Mqinitswaku. I'm with Dumelo Mtutwana, who is going to be with me as a co-presenter. So please welcome to the show, and good evening and welcome.
Hello, Tumelo.
Good evening, Dr. Toku.
Nice to meet you guys. So, but I hope that it's not going to be long. I'm busy in a meeting here.
We believe so. Tell us quickly about your operation today.
Okay, no, this one is called Operation Vaporized, Manje Namhlanje. I'm actually it's in the process now that we're going to be launching it formally on the 5th of October.
Mm-hmm.
We've been following what's happening in the at the Eldos, Westbury, Newtown, all those areas there. Mm-hmm. Every time we used to plan operation, and it will leak. And it was like a fruitless exercise to go there, and then drug lords have run away.
Mm-hmm.
So today we managed to go undercover, and then we had a core team that we're using. And then with an element of the surprise, and we went inside, and then we blocked it. There's a place called Extension 1 in Eldo, where it's known notorious of the gangs. It's called the Fast Guns and the Varados. And another one in the other area is the Americanos. So they've been shooting every time. There have been videos that have been circulating. And the other Varados or whatever Fast Guns that are in prison, they actually leaked those videos into the community that you must kill these ones like that, yada, yada, yada. So we saw also that there were people that were shooting a day before yesterday, shooting everywhere. So we did an operation today, search and seizure, and we managed to confiscate 4 guns and crystal meth, 10 packs, and also drugs. Sorry, that's just, you know, in Daha.
I wouldn't know what that is, Dr. Zoko.
Had to clarify that.
Yeah,
and there's a long.
MMC MMC, were you accompanied by the police?
Well, no. This was a JNPD operation. Because the people of Eldoz were complaining about Eldoz police station. That's what they're saying. That's what I said to people during the day. And also I support what the minister says, that let us work together, and all the law enforcement, the SAPS officers who are on our side, we're going to work with them. Because the community of Eldoz and Sophia Town Police Station, people were complaining that there have been allegations that they are working with this guy. So that, you know what, let us remove them on the equation, but we're going to have an element of the surprise, but at the end, when we confiscate this guy, we're going to send it to them, because they are the ones who have to book them in and process them. So there is that allegation, and it's there. And if they want to respond, you can call them. Eldoz police stations are inefficient. The drug dealers are doing as they wish. The community has lost confidence in them, even the Sophia Town ones. And I'm tired of really manipulating on this issue. The minister says that the police officers going to be working, are going to work with them. The ones that are not working, as we must call them out. So those police stations, that's why we just had an element of surprise. But to our surprise, hey, Sababona lapha Eldoz, yeah, who leaked this thing? Okay. No problem, but we managed to confiscate anyway.
Yeah.
I'm a successive man, I'm Sanjay. Yeah.
Dr. Toko, I have to come in then ask. I mean, surely the complaints that you've heard today from El Dorado residents are not new. We've been hearing the plight of El Dorado community members, Wisdeen, Westbury, Rivoli, you name it, when it comes to gangsterism, drug dealing, and children being killed by stray bullets. And I'm quite sure that they're also sick and tired of promises made that crime will be fought and no results being shown.
Yeah, okay. This is what I was shocked myself. I nearly fall off the chair, because we planned this thing for almost 4 hours. And tactically, that's what we're going to do. Tactically, that flat, and everything like that. But before the end of the meeting, I said, you know, we must get a support from justice, from NPA, the guys who are handling cases in that area of Westbury, because I want to follow those cases, because I want a prosecution-led approach. When we arrest people, we must follow up with the prosecutor. You know what I got? And that's where now, I raised it with the mayor, province, everyone. Out of all cases, listen very careful, and you must invite those guys. I even tweet about it. After all the cases that gangsters have been arrested with guns and crystal meth, everything. All those dockets never went to court. They struck off the roll. If you think that I'm talking nonsense, call those NPA guys. Because I told them that I'm going to call them out. That's why I said that all the people that arrested, we're going to arrest many of these guys. We arrested 10 today. The courts, the investigators, and also the NPA advocate, they don't pitch in court. That is the problem in indictment. And I'm going to call them out. And, you know, it's good that you've asked me now. And I'm going to train them, and I'm going to ask them and follow all the, I'm going to give you all those cases. I said I want all the records of all arrests that ever been made there. And by the way, something that you guys don't know, even in Eldoz, they don't handle those cases anymore. They are being handled in the province. So we will fight there up until kingdom come. But the cases, they don't process them. And the judge, but each judge sometimes yasad and wait for investigators and the prosecutors up until the case is struck off the roll. So how do you think that when we're going to fight this? We've got firepower. We know these people where they are. We arrest them, even today, 10 of them, with crystal meth. I said to them, I'm going to open this case. I tell you, if I don't see them in court, it means that this thing we must mobilize now and tell Uguti, we must go to the NPA guys, advocates, and the investigators. So they must come to the party, and we always forget them. Community, they don't trust now. Whatever they open a case, they know it's not going to go anywhere in that Eldoz police station and Sophia Town. But we don't have, Tina, as JNPD, we can only combat crime and take the suspects to SAPS. So SAPS must process them.
MMC, you and I have spoken about this before. You've continuously, repeatedly said the same thing, that you don't get support and things get leaked and, you know, your operations then are rendered useless. Have you escalated this matter? I mean, I think it's time because we cannot have a situation where now you are in an area, you have an operation and then you are surprised by your colleagues from SAPS when actually you're supposed to be working together.
No, we did.
How far have you escalated the matter?
We did. We went to the province where even the minister last week, we had, if you look at my timeline, we had the IGR. By the way, there's going to be a launch of the SLA now. We're going to be signing a memorandum of agreement between the province and the province, the national, and the municipality. You can come that side because you're going to hear it. Because we spoke about it when he came and had a stakeholder engagement. He said one of the things is that he even said himself that there are other police officers who are not on our side, who are working with the criminals. Mm. And then there are those that when we're having an operation, people, they leak and then they go. He said so. He said, okay, fine, even though we're going to deal with it internally with the IP and the crime intelligence to look at those cops who are actually, you know, who are, you know, rotten. But it doesn't stop us, you know, to really combat crime. We must do our best to actually do that. As what we're now going to be doing as a multiplier, so we're going to be having joint operations and all of that. But we said to him, we told him that, hey, whatever you're going to do is going to be useless here because Minister Zubu-Pikitele came in here with Chanela, what with helicopters, with drones and dogs and you name it, horses, everything you can think of, firepower. But the drug dealers are still there. Yeah. You know why? Because the MPA is sleeping on dockets. Mm. We don't take them away. How are we going to do that? Even himself, when we were in one of the Chanela meetings there with him at some point, we said, okay, how many arrests? 3,000 arrests. Mm. How many jailed? 10. You got shocked for his life. You just choking 10 and I can see that he's dissipated. This guy has a problem there.
MMC, if I may come in there, when you say you've made arrests and you say that you are dealing with these gangsters and drug dealers, are we talking here just the foot soldiers, the ones terrorizing the community on the ground? Or are we also talking about the heads here, the leaders, those that perhaps have much more power and influence to infiltrate these communities beyond just the foot soldiers? Where does your arrest and investigations and operations stretch?
Yeah, good question. We're trying to get the network in terms of who's the supplier. But we made the arrest. You just go to my timeline. We got a tip of that there's a drug manufacturing house in Orlando West in Soweto. So we managed to get your buckets of the ingredients that they use to manufacture the drugs. But we are actually working on that in terms of you don't find what we've seen and is that, of course, you're correct, the guys in Hillbrow, those are the runners. We can say some of the people with a lot of drugs, it's good, it's bad to say it in here anyway, but you know, they are in the upmarket areas because you'll find that a house is a very beautiful multi-million house, but inside it's a drug manufacturing house. So that one, it needs really a really good intelligence, like crime intelligence in the police side, of which us as the JNPD, we don't have that capacity. But it needs a stake out to check out the guys, plot it out, and then maybe arrest a couple of them, because the ones that we arrested in Alex, they will point us in Hillbrow. There's a foreign nationals were coming in, a foreign national guy that is there, giving them drugs, and then that the one that when they nabbed him, in mind that he actually got it from Bramley area and like that. So there are these affluent houses that have been converted into drug houses. We are aware of that. If we can have, we hope that I know that Cape Town, they've been begging for that, to have some investigative and crime intelligence capabilities on the local on the ground. It will actually assist us because at the end we're using patrollers, we're using the community, and also we're using now, the technical reaction unit, NK9, to do dry runs, to check, stake out, It's not 100% okay, but it's what we can do. And even these people we arrest, we must take them to the same guys. You know, right. We don't know what happened to them. So yeah, let's give it a chance. This one with the signing now, because it's the first time that we have this relationship now with the province and national. Right. It has been very strained, the relationship.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they were going to use their resources, and hopefully that we will get into the board. Maybe we can have a success. It's very, very difficult, guys. It's very, very difficult. It means that it's a years and it's probably years and of stakeout. Some other people, you can look at the other books that I've read in terms of the drugs and how it started. You know, the CIA and how to say that. Sometimes you have to have someone being a friend of that drug dealer. Mm-hmm. They grew up together and they can give information of what they do and who does what way. So it takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. MMC for Public Safety, yes, ma'am, in the city of Johannesburg. Really appreciate your time. I know you've got to go. Dr. Mkunizwaku, they've just started an operation at Westbury as well as Eldorado Park. We'll have to wait and see. It doesn't give me much confidence. I mean, he constantly speaks of the tensions between themselves and SAPS.
Yeah.
And when an operation like this is underway, and yet the people that they end up having to arrest or need to arrest are the police themselves.
That is concerning. You know, it reminds me of the story that we saw of mob justice, where I think around two or three suspects were burned to death. I saw even a police vehicle next to it. And when the MMC of Public Safety in Johannesburg says that dockets go missing.
Yeah.
This is exactly the lack of confidence that communities have in SAPS.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, at times, informs why they take matters into their own hands.
Quite unfortunate. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, my conversation with Dumelo.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.